Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks hit the road for the first time this season, and game one on the road is in Dallas, Texas, at American Airlines Center against the Dallas Stars. The Sharks are facing a team that has won their last two contests by shutout, and they're a perfect 3-0 on the campaign. Let's not forget that the Dallas Stars are also a very experienced playoff team, having gone all the way to the conference final last year in a tough gauntlet before finally seeing their season end against the Edmonton Oilers in round three. Tonight is William Eklund's 100th National Hockey League game. And this morning, he reflected on that accomplishment and says it's gone by pretty quickly, but he's enjoyed every moment.
It's actually like a pretty cool moment for me, and you know, to get to 100 games. I think that's, you know, you get the three numbers instead of two, so it's pretty cool. And you know, my family is proud too, and me, I'm proud of myself. So it's fun.
From head coach Ryan Warsawski's perspective, tonight is a big, big test for his hockey team against an experienced group.
Yeah, it's obviously a big team, fast team that can get on you quickly, can transition really fast, well coached. Got a good goaltender. They're deer long, so it makes it tough to get inside ice on them and get to the net. And, you know, looking back at that Anaheim game, that's something we got to do a better job of getting inside to the net and creating, you know, making goaltenders' jobs a little more difficult. So really good challenge for us tonight and a good team that's probably going to be one of the final four teams, you know, and all said and done. So let's see how we match up against them. And again, this is a league where if you outwork your opponent, you get a chance to win.
One thing the Sharks have got to do better that they didn't do in their first two games well enough was to really take control of the contest and not play on their heels in the third period. Warsawski talked about that as a major goal for this trip.
We talked about that, you know, before we left yesterday, as we want to be a team that's on the attack. We want to go try to win hockey games and not sit and wait for bad things to happen. And we're trying to break that down here a little bit from probably what's happened here in the past. And we need to get on the attack and believe that we're going to win each and every hockey game that we play. So more of a mindset than anything. And hopefully we can start winning some games here and you know, kind of build that confidence within our group.
Ty Dellandrea comes back to Big D, where he began his National Hockey League career. Dellandrea has shown leadership capability along with solid play in his first two regular season games. That's no surprise to Dallas head coach Pete DeBoer.
Yeah, you know what? I saw the same things out of Ty, you know, when he was in this organization. I think he oozes character. I think he has big leadership potential. You know, I think, you know, the key for Ty is you've got to establish yourself as a NHL regular every night player in the role, whatever role that's going to be, before you can really get into some of that leadership stuff. But you know, he learned under some great leaders here, and Joe Pavelski and Jamie Benn. You know, and I'm glad he's getting an opportunity. You know, there's no better opportunity for a young player, you know, that wants to grow into a role than on that roster right now. You know, particularly with all those skills, he's got some great complementary characteristics to his game that could really help that group if he can grow into that role.
When we return, we will chat with Mario Ferraro about the progress of the Sharks and looking ahead to this game. But first, these messages on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
Ohio Stadium, where the Wolverine and Buckeye States meet to throw fuel on a century-old rivalry. But this time, it's different. This time, the roles of red and blue are reversed. This time, it's hockey at the shoe.
Marco with speed. Yard!
The Blue Jackets and Red Wings take it outside with the Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. Buy tickets now.
The hat trick for William Eklund.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores.
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Coming to Dallas is always an exciting time for any visiting hockey team, and I thought I would get the perspective of Mario Ferraro, not only about tonight's game, but the permanent Sharks alternate captain also discussed what the atmosphere is like coming to American Airlines Center as a visitor.
Good energy. It's exciting. They got a good fan base. Pretty packed crowd since I've been in the league, so... Yeah, they're obviously a good team. They come hard. It'll be a good, it's gonna be a good test for us. Good first road game, kind of kick off the season. I think it's just the noise, the excitement around the building. Even if they're not cheering for us, we still got a motivating factor. I guess you could say is we still see Sharks jerseys in the stands. Our fans, our loyal fans, coming to support us even on the road.
So what have you done right in the first two games? What haven't you done right? Where do you have to be better?
We did a lot of good things. I think the second game, especially defensively, I think we tightened things up. I think we just have to get a little more confident in our third periods and closing out games and taking over games. I think that's gonna come with our young group. It's gonna come with more and more experience and being put in more situations like that. Earning more situations like that. So tight games, you know, we've worked hard to be in these tight games and be in third periods where we've either had the lead in the first game or it was a tied 0-0 game. We just have to have a little more confidence and sealing the win and closing out games. And I think that, you know, we can start with that tonight. Like I said, it's a good test for us. So it's just putting together the whole package, I think, with our group right now. But there's a lot of good things that we've done in the first two games that make, you know, myself, I could say, feel really confident about going into this game and being excited to have a good one against Dallas.
Is part of that, too, you know that the other team's going to push, right, especially in the third period, and even if it's a close game. Part of it is, like, minimizing that time that they have more control than you do, how to stop that and get it back.
Yeah, I think that we just play a tad bit on our heels, or we have played a little bit on our heels in the last couple third periods. Whereas I think that our mindset, you know, should be to keep pouncing on them, stay consistent with what we've been doing throughout the game, and then, you know, eventually we'll get that goal. We'll get that that result come the end of the third period. So I think we really just need to have the mindset to just stay consistent and keep doing what we're doing in the third, rather than it being 20 minutes left. Sometimes we play a little scared or a little too safe. I mean, I think that's happened in the past, like the last couple of years. So, again, it's something we're going to build on as we go on. We obviously have a lot of young guys that are put in situations that maybe they haven't been in before at this pro level. And us older guys have to do a better job of, you know, instilling a belief system within the locker room prior to going out in that third period to be confident in our structure and playing the same way and keep chipping away at the game, and eventually we'll get the result. So I think, you know, I'm excited for tonight's opportunity to do that.
Don't forget to tune in to San Jose Sharks Dallas Stars Hockey on your drive home from work today. We're on the air at 4:30 Pacific time from American Airlines Center. And we'll welcome Alex Stalock, Sharks alumnus, to the broadcast for the very first time as he brings you his expert analysis. You can find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app at sjsharks.com/listen and on all of our terrestrial radio affiliates in Northern California. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.